The beauty of podcasting is it gives anyone a way to get their message out to the world. And that's how Rima Fadlala and Yasmin Kadu are sharing stories and struggles of Arab and Muslim women in Dearborn. They've launched a new podcast called Dearborn Girl, and they are here to tell us more. Yasmin, what is a Dearborn Girl?
A Dearborn Girl is an Arab and or Muslim woman from the Dearborn community that claims her identity wholly and fully.
And why choose that name for your podcast?
So we chose Dearborn Girl because when you think of a woman from our community, you think of an Arab and or Muslim woman, and you think of everything that I just described. And we want to give our community permission to be proud of claiming that name. And that's where we decided that we wanted to sort of reclaim the title of Dearborn Girl in a very positive, powerful way.
Rima, what has been missing that you want to offer with this podcast?
I think Yasmin put it perfectly. I think what's been missing is the permission to be proud, really. Any representation that we've had in the past has been either negative or inaccurate. And so we don't have a lot of spaces, whether it be physical spaces for us to meet and talk or digital spaces where we feel like we have permission to own our identities and be truly proud of all that we are and all that we come from. And so we're really trying to fill that gap, not just with the podcast, but with the other digital offerings and the physical spaces that are soon to come.
It's, I think what I'm hearing between the lines that you're both saying is when the story of Dearborn and its Arab American community is told, women are not out in that story as much as you believe they should be?
I wouldn't even just say women. I would say our entire community. I don't think that our community has ever been able to tell our story from our perspective. So Dearborn Girl has been something very unique to our community because it's for and by the community. So I wouldn't just isolate it to women. I would say in general, because we do have media influence that does come into our city and tells our story, but it never was our community being the ones that were holding the mic.
Gotcha. So it's outsiders coming in, looking, telling a story. You want to give a chance to from people of the community to say, here's who we are.
Exactly. And we found that those stories that were being told were not only false, but they were very slanderous of our community, and they were never, ever the accurate representation.
And then I think another thing to add with that is that there are obviously a lot of media outlets that have taken interest in our community in a positive light and have tried to depict our story through a more positive, motivational lens. But again, anytime someone else is holding the mic to another person, it runs the risk of that story being misrepresented just because of the lens that we're naturally bringing into communities that we don't understand. And so we're really trying to solve that problem by holding the mic to people from the community and being sure that the people that are holding that mic are also representations of that community that are going to ensure that it's being represented in a more accurate way and kind of spotlighting those people's voices as opposed to what we want to voice over on those stories.
And you've done your first season of TED podcast. What's the format and who are your guests?
So the format is personal narratives and then table talk discussions. So our guests are women from the community. That was a very organic way that it all came about, where either people reached out to us because they saw what we were working on, or other people recommended individuals in the community. And then women just come on the show, share what they're doing, talk about their experience inside and outside of the community. And then our table talk discussions take a topic, and Rima and I have two other women on the show, or our last episode we'll have three other women on the show, and we'll just discuss a certain topic.
All right, give me an idea of some of the topics you've dug into.
We have three different formats right now, so just a high level. We have hashtag proudly a DG. Those formats are a host interviewing or spotlighting another woman about why she's proud to be a Dearborn Girl and what her story is like. The one that we just released last week is hashtag Sabaya series. Sabaya means women. And so that's more of a table topic. What we just talked about was relationships. We're doing another one on sexual harassment. We're doing another one moving forward on mental health. And then the last of those three segments will be the DG takes, and that's when either both hosts or one of the two hosts is just going to tackle a subject or just something more personal so that the audience can feel close to us as well.
What has surprised you as you have given the microphone over to women in your community?
I don't think anything's really surprised me, because Rima and I started this because we were so inspired by the beautiful, complex stories of the women in our community. So I think that everybody has stepped up and really shown the rest of the community, as far as outside audiences that are listening, the potential and the power that our community holds.
What kind of reaction and what kind of listenership are you getting from the community, Rima?
The reaction and listenership. So that's the thing that I think surprised most people, is just the kind of, it's kind of blown up in a very positive way. That hasn't surprised Yasmeen or I, for the reason that she just stated. We kind of understand that there's a serious need for this kind of space. And anytime there's that serious demand, when someone is doing something intentionally and genuinely, people will be overwhelmingly supportive. So just to give you an idea, we launched our Instagram 2 weeks before our first episode. So we had no content out whatsoever other than our Instagram page. And we went up to like 2,000 followers basically overnight. And it's only been growing from there. People have been DMing us. There's very high engagement on all of our posts. And so the listenership is predominantly a Dearborn listenership right now, and that's fine. We're completely happy with that. That's our priority. But we know that in future episodes and in future spaces that we create, we're going to expand to a more global following of not just Arabs or Muslims globally, but also people who are interested in learning more about this narrative.
And to that point, Yasmeen, for people who are not from Dearborn and are not part of the Arab or Muslim community, what is the story you want them to take away from listening to Dearborn Girl?
I want them to see that what the media portrays is a single story. And I think that diverse representation of our community is what the world needs to see, because the narrative is never anything positive, at least from my perspective. And I think the world can learn a lot from Dearborn Girls.
I think you've gotten tired of not recognizing the community that you see in the media when it's reported from outside.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I never see my community in a positive light. And I think when I say my community, I don't mean just Dearborn. I mean the Arab community as a whole. And I think that a lot of it is from an Orientalist viewpoint. And Dearborn Girl literally takes back that narrative and gives it a more positive representation and a more accurate representation, to be frank.
Rima, where do you want to take this podcast? This whole effort, you've got this multi-platform effort that you're launching. Where do you want to take this?
So this was actually the initial conversation before even deciding to start a podcast. It's always been about the North Star, and the North Star has been just creating a well of resources for our community in Dearborn and other communities like ours. Just to give you like a maybe 5-year plan, where we want to take this is we want this podcast to expand into several digital and service-based platforms for the community. We want to be able to break into schools and do workshops with young people and kind of reach them while they're young and more impressionable, and give them more platforms that give them permission to be proud. We want to have an internship program where young people are getting opportunity to pursue careers in more creative fields that they may not necessarily have access to at that age. We kind of want to start building those skills in them, and essentially have this be a well of resources where everything we need, we have, and it's continuously speaking to the community from the community's perspective.
Arab women and Muslim women in Dearborn sharing their stories and really their struggles as well on this new podcast called Dearborn Girl, which you'll find on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. And also you can go to YouTube. You'll find videos. And what's your Insta handle?
Dearborn.girl.
There we go. We've been talking with Rima Fadlala and Yasmeen Kadu, who are the creators of the new podcast, Dearborn Girl. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, and we'll be watching.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You can get a tour of Yasmeen and Rima's favorite spots around Dearborn by heading to michiganradio.org. It's part of our new online-only series, In Focus, where we explore places around the state that deserve a little showing off. Here to tell us more about this project is Michigan Radio digital producer Emma Winowicki. So what's the idea behind this series?
So the goal behind In Focus is to highlight towns in Michigan that are a little underrated, little overlooked, places that, you know, you look at the map and maybe you drive past them, you see the signs, but you don't necessarily always turn off. But the people who live there are really passionate about those places, and so we want to meet with them and learn more about them.
So you get local hosts to take you on a tour of their city or their town. And so what are people most excited to show you?
So people are most excited to show us the places that are really valuable to their communities, whether it's a nature trail or a brewery that's reviving downtown Jackson or a bakery that everybody goes to during Ramadan in Dearborn. They're all places that are important to the community and are truly beloved.
And what's been the most fun or the most surprising part of this project for you?
I think the most surprising part is how much people are passionate about their hometowns. Even our, besides our hosts, we'll be in different places and we'll just run into people who live in those towns and we'll talk to them. And they're just so excited. They're excited to talk about their towns. They're excited that people are paying attention to them. They'll tell us all these different places that we should go instead. And we're like, we only have one day. So it's really exciting to see people just so excited to show us their towns.
Yeah, everybody's kind of united in wanting to show their hometown off. And you've been to Dearborn and Jackson, as you mentioned. What comes next?
Well, we have a few things on the back burner that we're working on next, but we really want people to reach out to us and tell us why we should come to their town. What makes their town so special? Why should other Michiganders and people from out of state come visit us? We're thinking of the places that aren't the big cities, not Detroit, not Grand Rapids, or the big well-known tourist destinations.
The ones
like
everybody
Traverse
knows.
City. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we want people to tell us about their towns and see if we can come to them.
How do they find you?
More. At MichiganRadio.org.
Oh, well, that's easy enough.
It
so,
is.
MichiganRadio.org, and that's where you could say, hey, I want to be an in-focus tour guide and show off my town. Emma Wenowicki, Michigan Radio digital producer, thank you.
Thank you very much, Cindy.